The Misappropriation of Gifts. May 20th, 1902. Typed. There is need of a definite understanding in regard to the gifts and offerings made for the various lines of work in the South. Let it be understood that when a call is made for means to establish the work in a specific place, in a new field where the workers are in great need of funds, the money given in response is to go directly to the work in this place. Every offering should be used for the specific purpose for which it was given. But many offerings have never reached the places that the donors supposed they were helping. Calls have been made for means to open the work in destitute, unentered fields. But in some cases, the money given in answer to these calls has gone to places where the work is already established. Those by whom the gifts were received in trust have sometimes used them elsewhere in the South than in the places for which they were intended by the donors. The gifts did not reach the places mentioned in the appeal. Money has thus been diverted from the work in Nashville to other places in the South. Let no one try to bind about the work that is to be done in the southern field by trying to conform it to the regular lines. Clear the way. Remove the stumbling blocks that have been placed in the path of God's workers. Do something to help, my brethren, and do it now. Congested centers. God's principles are fixed and eternal. If His people form large, congested centers, as in Battle Creek, He will, after sufficient warning, turn and overturn, scattering them to places where their light will shine forth to those who are in darkness, who have not been given opportunity to hear and obey the message of present truth. A peculiar people. Concerning Israel, the Lord declared, "The people shall dwell alone, and shall not be reckoned among the nations." Numbers 23, verse 9. To us, as well as to ancient Israel, these words apply. God's people are to stand alone. They are not to join any secret society or any other worldly confederacy. The observance of the seventh-day Sabbath is to be a sign between them and God, showing that they are His people. They are never to forget that they are to be a peculiar people, separate from the world in habit and practice. Through them, God will work to gather from all nationalities a people for Himself. The right use of our talents. Our Redeemer came to this earth to give His life for us. By creation and by redemption, we are His. He gives to His servants varied abilities. To one He gives 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. Every talent bestowed by Him is to be used in the work of saving fallen humanity. His servants, as faithful almoners, are to use every entrusted gift in rescuing perishing souls from Satan's power. The Lord is calling upon His stewards to use their entrusted goods in advancing the work that has been begun in Nashville. Those who have deposited their means in banks or have invested it in property are to put into circulation the monies God has lent them to be used in His work. Thus their talent of means will be multiplied. My brethren, heed the instruction of Christ. He says, "Sell that ye have, and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Luke 12, verse 33-34.